Sissy Bass, bringing you Sissy Bass Words. And now, the title of my podcast today is Be Thankful in All Circumstances. And my scripture is from 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and I'm reading from the ERV version. And it reads, "Whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus. A life of thanksgiving, a life of gratitude is expected of every believer. One of the most important qualities we can develop as Christians is that of thankfulness. It can affect every area of our lives positively if we are careful to nurture it in our life. For the Christian, being thankful should not be an option at all. This is to be a quality that defines us in this world. You will never be the Christian you need to be without thankfulness as a major quality of your life. The Bible teaches that gratefulness is the normal quality of a Christian's life. Without it, our Christianity would be unproductive. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks to God. You don't just thank Him when things are going well. No, many times we offer thanksgiving to God only after our prayers have been answered. No, I'm the kind of person that I made a point of duty to thank God after I've asked Him for something. If I'm taking a 3 days fast seeking the face of God for something, I don't ask Him for that same thing for the 3 days. I ask today, and the remaining days, all I do is thank Him in anticipation for what I have requested for. Thanking Him for my healing, thanking Him for my deliverance, thanking Him for my miracle, thanking Him for my breakthrough, even before I get it. Now remember, Daniel gave thanks to God as was his custom. In the midst of trouble, even when no answers were in sight, Daniel still gave thanks to God in prayer. Many of us, our prayers at such a moment would have consisted mainly of requests and petitions to the Lord. Daniel's prayer were mostly thanksgiving. This was the great secret to Daniel's life of power and victory. If you want to live a life of victory, don't be that Christian that just ask and ask and ask and ask. Be a Christian that is grateful, a Christian that has that lifestyle of thanksgiving. Daniel did not wait for answers to their prayers to cry out to God in thanksgiving. If we include more thanksgiving early in our prayers, our petitions would have greater force. God responds much more clearly to people with thankful hearts than those who do not have one. Notice we pray and give thanks to God before our meals. That's what we do, not after our meals. Philippians 4:6 says, "But in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." With thanksgiving. So you can't do without thanksgiving. Be that Christian that has a grateful heart. What follows prayer with thanksgiving is peace of mind. When you pray and you follow it with thanksgiving, you have that peace of mind. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Our faith would be revolutionized and our complaints would diminish if we took seriously this command in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We can be thankful always. We must be thankful always, not only because He says it in His will, but because we know that we are His children and therefore all that He has is ours. We cannot be losers. Make gratitude your attitude. It will bless everyone, bless you, and of course, bless God. So from today, be the child of God that has a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of gratefulness. Be grateful, not just to God, but to people around you, people that have been good to you, people that have been a blessing to you, people that have been kind to you, people that have done certain things to you that without them, you would not be where you are today. Be thankful, be grateful. A lot of us are so ungrateful. Don't be that type of Christian that is ungrateful. We see people that we pray for and their prayers get answered, but what do? They turn against you. Even when they see you, they can't even say hello. They're waiting for you to say hello. But you know what? As a believer, me personally, I always say I will never stop doing what I'm doing because I know there's a blessing in it. So if you are one of those people that find it hard to be grateful, today is a command in the Bible. Be grateful, be thankful, be that kind of child of God that walks in gratitude. Say thank you to people. Say thank you to people that have been a blessing to you. Even your enemies, thank them for hating you because sometimes the hatred has pushed you to be where you are today. So walk in thanksgiving. Be a child of God that has a grateful heart. Okay? Be grateful because it is a command. The scripture says it. And you've heard it yourself. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is a command. In everything, give thanks to God. Hallelujah. So please, I'm admonishing you today. Make gratitude your attitude. God bless you. Bye-bye.